In Northwest News on KPLU, a bill rewriting the federal No Child Left Behind education law has advanced to the floor of the U.S. Senate. The bill has a long way to go, but it's raising hopes that Congress may finally replace a law 7 years after it expired. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
Earlier this year, President Obama threatened to veto a House Republican plan to rewrite No Child Left Behind. It had little Democratic support. But when Republican U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander started his rewrite for No Child Left Behind, he tapped the ranking Democrat on his committee, Washington Senator Patty Murray. She's optimistic the president will be able to sign the bill, and if the Senate can pass it, she believes the House will have little choice but to do the same.
You can sit and say this is awful, horrible, no good, bad policy, and keep it that way for another 3, 4, 5 years by voting no. Or you can work with us to get a bill passed that this president will sign into law and fix this so our country can move on.
Nobody likes the No Child Left Behind law, but replacing it involves delicate questions of how big the federal government's role in education should be. Murray and Alexander's proposal maintains requirements that kids take standardized tests every year, but it also gives states leeway to decide for themselves how to use those test scores to set goals for schools and to rate their performance. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.